Monday afternoon's crop progress report is showing a crop that is continuing to just kind of stabilize as far as crop ratings are concerned, and one that is staying pretty much on pace with the five-year average. Looking at the corn, as of August 24th, 83% was in dough. That's equal to the five-year average, or just a little bit behind the five-year average of 84%. 44% of the corn is in dent. That's equal to the five-year average. 7% is mature. That's equal to the five-year average. Crop condition ratings for corn were left unchanged at 71% good to excellent. And what was interesting in the numbers, most of them just saw 1% to 2% changes. We did see Illinois dropped by 2%, Iowa dropped by 2%, and we saw Ohio or North Dakota dropped by 2%, but Ohio gained 8%. That's why we left with the conditions virtually unchanged from last week. For soybeans, 89% of the crop is setting pods. That's equal to the five-year average. 4% is dropping leaves. That's equal to the five-year average. And soybean crop condition ratings improved by 1%. Again, we did see Illinois drop by 2%, Iowa drop by 3%, but we saw Ohio increase by 6%. That's what helped the soybeans to kind of stabilize for the week. Winter wheat harvest continues to take place, which seems like it's a never-ending story. 98% of the winter wheat is now in the bin. That's equal to the five-year average. For spring wheat, we're looking at 53% of the crop is now in the bin. That's 1% behind the five-year average pace, which is at 54%. But spring wheat conditions dropped 1% to be a disappointing 49% good to excellent. And what we saw was it looks like Montana's crop dropped by 4% to be only 1% good right now. And we did see North Dakota's crop drop by 2% to 68% good to excellent. Overall, that crop continues to deteriorate, but this will be the last look at the conditions for the spring wheat. Barley harvest, 56% complete versus 57% for the five-year average. And like wheat, barley conditions dropped 2% to 42%, good to excellent. In all, this report will be considered to be neutral, maybe a little friendly to the grain markets.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.